Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Now, welcome back to Tip Today, and delighted to have Karen Prendergast with us, and we're going to talk interior design. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Fran.
And you're saying, you know, it's kind of the weather and people are a little bit...
It's just a little bit. People are a little bit down and off at the minute, and I suppose it's non-stop rain and weather and cold and this and that and the other, and that's what I'm getting, the vibes I'm getting out there.
Well, no pressure, Karen. You have to cheer everybody up.
All of us, me and everybody listening today and you and the whole lot, let's just kind of bump it up a notch or two, because it's not worth it. One of these days the sun will be shining and we'll be sorry.
That's what we need.
For being down and out.
We need positivity, you see, Karen. Yeah. That's why we ask you to come in here. You're going to talk to us today about living room and dining room combinations for a bit of style in your house. Why that notion of the living come dining room, is that still the case? Separate rooms are not it anymore.
They're not it anymore, not really. And I'll tell you what, in the first house that I built many moons ago, it was 1999, we had a kitchen come island unit, and down the end, instead of putting in a table and chairs, I built a bar. Now that sounds like I built a bar and I was serving drink. I wasn't. But a bar style, that there was four stools behind, and if I was having a party or whatever, there was a sink behind it as well, and we had a separate dining room. Double doors leading from the kitchen stroke bar area into there. Never, ever, 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 ever used. That was me personally.
Yes.
Okay? But the majority of houses now are built in such a way, and house renovations that are happening, that the houses are already existing. The way we live today is we're using all those spaces all the time. Because a dining room table could end up being used as a work table. It could be used as a homework table.
Yeah, home office.
A home office. Right, you know, so many people work at the end of the table for a home office. So it's critical to have it working the way you want it to work it. And if you can at the same time, have it looking good.
Now, you have a mood board in here with various examples as well. And the common denominator for me, Karen, is light.
Again, every week we touch on it. We'll touch on it again, because I'll go down through the tips.
But it's natural light, what I mean in this case.
It is natural light. And if you haven't got enough natural light, it's test lighting, it's soft lighting, it's lighting that's going to create a mood, and it's going to make it a place that you want to be. So light, natural light and lighting in any room in the house is everything.
Right. These sectional sofas, they seem to be the thing.
The sectional sofas are a thing. So when we're talking about a sectional sofa, we're talking about a sofa that probably has a high back, not a really high back, but a high back and high sides. So if you decide to section off your one room with your living area, this will help you define the seating area in the living space, and then probably float the dining room table then between the living room space, not in it, but beside it, and then lean onto the kitchen. So the kitchen, the dining, the living room.
Yeah. The only issue I have with some of the examples, they look gorgeous, by the way, and you'll put them up on social media, but heating some of those spaces.
Again, so in how we determine, and I'm not a plumber or a heating expert by any means, but heating, we talk about BTUs. So that's how many BTUs you need in a certain area to have sufficient heat. So in those areas, you'd be talking about having 2, 3, maybe 4 radiators.
So what's a BTU?
A BTU is a measurement of heat.
Okay.
So that would be, some of those room pictures that we're showing, which I don't know, could have underfloor heating. But if not, it's going to be a couple of reds. And the chances are, instead of the long, wide radiators as we know, the tall, modern ones now look much better. They look like a piece of furniture and they give out more heat.
Okay.
So, great point that I hadn't taken into account. Heating is of the utmost importance. So, if you are doing up a room, renovating a room, or building a new house, you need to make sure that you have enough adequate heating in every house. And I would always say, go a little bit over that heating, the heating amount that you need, because thermostatic valves can be turned from 1 to 5. So, you can turn them down in a room to adjust the heat.
Very interesting. Placing the table as well, Karen. What about the importance of it? Particularly if you're a little limited in space.
If you're limited, maybe you might need to place the table against a wall. So if it had 6 seats, You might be down to using four but having two inside. You might have some of the seats from the dining seats might end up being in a bedroom or two, which would work out very well. And if you need them on occasion or whatever, when your family around Sunday lunch, Christmas time or anything, yes, they can come out as well. So again, the dining area is very important. And I think the dining area, I think you'll agree, needs to be near the kitchen.
Of course.
For setting the table, bringing yourself to the dishwasher, or if you have the dishwasher, the sink or whatever. So that's definitely needs to be nearer the kitchen than the living area.
Mm. What do you mean separate with a sofa table? What does that mean?
So if you can see in that picture, so you have the sofa and then behind that you have a very long, narrow console table behind it. So that also helps define the living area
one
space.
Area from another.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's important that the table is slim and long, and that way then it gives you even more definition for your living stroke dining area, but it allows you to make a story on that table. So you might have a nice couple of lamps, you might have a nice plant on it, you might have some pictures on it, so it adds an extra dimension to your room.
By the way, number six, and as you say, you will put this up so people can have a look, but the window is just to die for.
Simple window treatments. Nothing has to be over the top. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but the lighting is everything, and not to block the lighting. And the other thing about that table at the back of the sofa is, if you're planning a new renovation or if you're building a new house, you might have the opportunity to put plugs in the floor.
If
you don't, there's rechargeable lamps available and battery operated lamps available. They might be slightly more expensive than a standard table lamp or floor lamp, but they are available.
I didn't realise that they were. And of course, there's no cords, a cable.
There's no cords.
Which is a plus as well. How did they manage to get the light fitting to match the window in terms of how angular it is? And isn't that wonderful? In number six again,
It's all in the design.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's where an interior designer comes in, that, you know, you can see the angles in the room, you know what's going to work best, you know what light you have there and what you have to work with, and it's finding the pieces. And sometimes, even for me, I know what's in all the shops around, I know what's online, and I could go scrolling for hours if I'm looking for lighting for a home. Hours and hours. I could give a half a day at the weekend when I don't have time to do it during the week, scrolling to find the right lighting. Because, for instance, when we're talking about lighting in a room, we're talking about what we say here, we're talking about kitchen, dining, living, what handles are on the presses, what is on the floor, what legs are on the couches if they're on it, what legs are on the dining room table. So I'm, as a designer, thinking about all those things to make sure that the colour lighting that I buy works together with all the finishes that are in the room already. So I'm not just going to go out and buy the first light fitting.
The amount of time and trouble that goes into it behind the scenes. Maximising a small space as well, Karen. I mean, not everybody's blessed with a whole load of square footage.
And I have to say, when I put that picture on, I thought, Fran will like that picture. Yeah,
I love
that picture.
I love the dark colours.
I love the dark colours. So if you live in a smaller space, a bar area works absolutely great. Plus, if you can add a small dining table like we have in that picture, it can be a much more comfortable place to entertain, and it can be used from a work home spot. So sometimes I sit at I have my office desk and everything upstairs and all my files and whatever. A lot of the time, if I'm having a bit of lunch or I'm downstairs and I don't need to have all my bits and pieces around me in my office, I sit at the island unit. So that's a great space for me as well. And other times, if I'm doing quite a bit of work, I need to be low down, you know, and I need to have plenty of space around me. So it depends. So it's always, when you're designing your rooms for yourself, make sure that you're not just stuck in one area, that you have a chance to move around your house and use different areas for different things, that a kitchen and a dining room don't have to be just for eating your dinner or entertaining. And I'll put my hand up and say this: some people eat their dinner off their lap. And that's all right too. So your table mightn't be used every minute of every day.
Yeah, we do every so often.
No, we absolutely do. But what I'm saying, if I'm there on my own, I could end up sitting by the coffee table and eating my dinner off the coffee table.
Yeah, interesting.
And that works too, you know, so...
the option too, where the table is concerned, of having an oval table, again, from a space point of view, I guess.
It looks well, depending on the space that it's in. If you have a very long rectangular or square room, an oval-shaped table can break that square or that rectangular look. So it can be positioned in corner, so it will definitely break up some straight lines if you have a lot of straight lines. A neutral rug underneath it helps to define the space too, so makes it into, you know, more, this is the dining room, this is the dining area.
All the example, well, most of them seem, it seems to be wooden floors or something, some synthetic wood or something, but the one with the tiles, which is the first one, the only critique I'd have of that is it would seem cold to me, Karen, but...
And tiles can be cold. And people love hearing about my own house, but I'm not here to talk about my own house. I'm on a house at the moment, and every single part of the house except the utility and the downstairs toilet, the bathroom and the ensuite floors are going to be... They're not going to be tiles, and every single part of the house, including the kitchen, is going to be a laminate floor.
Right.
In my own house, every part of my house, upstairs and downstairs, has the same floor running throughout, a light oak, very light grey oak.
In every room?
In every room of my house.
And hallways?
In hallways, yeah. Kitchen.
Wow.
And the only place that I have tiles is in my two toilet, my bathroom and my upstairs toilet floor and my utility.
Yes.
Everything else is timber floor. And can I say, from a point of view of being busy and bed back and all that kind of thing, not making up any excuses because I keep a great house, timber floors are so easy to keep clean.
Are they? Yes.
Hoover them, give them a quick rub of a damp wet cloth, but not, you don't even need to use a mop and bucket. They're fantastic to keep.
Yeah, in fairness, the tile floor, it appears to be an apartment, and it is a rather small space.
It's a small space, and it's nice and bright, so it works.
Yes, it works there. I'm not so sure if I had a house and rainy weather and stuff.
No, and I think people are still using tiles all day, every day, but there's so many more better options there now, like the laminate floor, that will take wearing that you could never get to the end of it, friends. So the options might be there 20 or 30 years ago that are there now. So if you're a person, and there's lots of people out there that don't like tiles every place, there is loads of options.
And if people get anything from this mood board, the examples of the lighting, and I know I'm always on about lighting, but some of the ideas in number four, for example, I love those dropped single bulbs down.
Yeah, they look stunning.
Now if you describe that to me without me seeing the picture, it's I don't know, it works beautifully, doesn't it?
And I think it's important that when I am coming into you and we are having our chat, that the mood boards are there, because it's so hard for me when I'm talking to a client and I can walk into their house and I can see every room finished in their house. Once I know what they like and what their budget is and what I think we're going to be doing, I can actually honestly see every single room finished. But for a lay person that doesn't do my job every day, they're never going to see that finish. So it's so important to get a feel for a room through a picture, isn't it?
The only thing that strikes me, of course, is unlike my place, there's no clutter. It's so tidy. I'm wondering, where is everything? You know,
good storage. good storage. And of course, before the good storage, decluttering. You know, we say that, and sometimes what we say overlaps, but it's always down to the basics, the functionality of a room, that it works for the people that are the person that are using the rooms.
Yeah,
enough light. Everything is easy to maintain. You've got plenty of storage and your basics are right. And after that, everything else is down to adding accessories, you know, all different textures and lighting and colour and the whole lot. But I'd say to anyone, never ever paint a room first and then go and buy all your products to fit into the room. Plan your room first, don't paint it first, because repainting a room takes a little bit of time and effort.
And that's for sure. I have to say, my favourite is probably number three. It's the more traditional of them, but it looks cosy.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I love the bookshelves and, you know, the old-fashioned fireplace and the mirror and stuff. I just think it's
good.
Where can people have a look at that?
I'll put
then?
This... It's Interior Concepts is my website, Instagram and Facebook, and I'll put this up. Anybody has any questions, they can send me a text or a WhatsApp or whatever and I'll help them out.
And the phone number if people want to talk to you for some advice?
606-9009. That's 086-606-9009. And info@interiorconcepts.ie is my email, and www.interiorconcepts.ie for my website with all the details on that.
Very good. You were struggling there to remember that, Karen.
I was, yeah. I was saying, what did I say last?
Lovely to see you, Karen. Lovely ideas there. Thanks very much indeed. News is on the way.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.